Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, is it true that being dependent on cars makes you poor? This guy attacks car owners for wasting money and then proceeds to waste money on OF subscriptions, Funko Pops, a Nintendo Switch, and iPhone. He says keep wasting $300 a month on gas and insurance fees. He's right about the car thing. But just get a good cheap used car. Mine's only worth $5,000. I barely drive it and I pay $100 for every 700 miles I drive in my insurance company. You can have a car. Just be smart about it. Up next, even smart boomer women, many of them lie to their sons and sabotage their lives. Sure, we can all accept women lying to men they aren't related to, like their bosses and husbands. But they sabotage their own genetics. One of the greatest lessons a man must learn is that he can't trust any woman, including his own mother, because she's looking out for her own best interests. In sabotaging you, she ensures you become codependent to her, and therefore have a hard time getting away from her. Number 3, soon the West is going to look like India. A petition in the UK was just signed to create women-only tube carriages. Looks like the Jeets can't control themselves, so women want their own trains. But you definitely know there won't be any male-only train cars. There'll be a few women in the general ones policing the men that are sitting in them. Probably elderly Karens. How about we just deport the Jeets instead of forcing this change onto our society? Moving on, here's the state of women these days, complaining that one of their boyfriends is cheating on them, hoarding men like the apocalypse is coming. Usually they only have one boyfriend. This is how they feel when one of their beta orbiters finds a girlfriend. That's when they get angry and frustrated that he's giving another woman attention instead of being in the friend zone with them. They feel this entitled to our time and energy. Number 5, here's Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt in the 90s. Probably around the time they were filming Seven. But what I want to know is, what happened to leather pants like the one that she's wearing? I guess it was all part of 90s cool and it died along with samurai swords and techno music. And if you watch Seven, I'm going to spoil it for you and tell you that that nice woman's hand ended up in a box. Not to mention they also put her unborn child in that box too. Up next, this woman rode a horse for weight loss, and in only 1 month, the horse lost 10 pounds. And judging by her, she didn't lose anything. Where's PETA when you really need them? They protect animals, but only if when they do it, it's not considered a possibility that it's misogyny, or like in this case, fat shaming. I'm pretty sure the horse has to be consulting orthopedic doctors for its ongoing back issues now. Number 7, here's what your life looks like right now if you were born between 1997 and 2004. You can't afford a house. The dating market is full of fatties, trans women, and single mothers, and AI is coming to steal your future. And on top of that, the corona era added fuel to these fires. Then the inflation came. Yeah, 2019 was the last normal year we had before everything turned to poop. Too young to own a house, and too old to enjoy sex robots when they eventually show up. Moving on, looks like this woman was getting ready for her big date night when the man she was supposed to go out with canceled things because he found out that she was an OF girl through her Instagram. He needs to thank Zuck because he saved him from being a cuck. This one got caught. But how many women are never discovered after doing spicy content? Probably the majority of them. Also, who's paying for her OF pictures besides her uncle and possibly stepdad? Number 9, Gaddafi warned the West that if he goes down, there will be a flood of Africans into Europe. So is that why they ended him, or was it because he was about to create a gold-backed currency? The bankers can't have actual money in people's hands. The West also didn't like him because he used Libyan oil money to pay for everything for his people. And seeing France these days, you'd think that this is actually a decent guy. Up next, here's today's reality. Everyone owns cars that look the same and boring. I know this is supposed to show the difference between looking rich and being rich, but even in the 80s and 90s when the cars weren't the greatest looking, at least they all didn't look the same. I'm trying to decide what to buy next, and I've been thinking about a used Ford Bronco. Also, the problem with influencers having the best cars these days, it encourages kids to go in that direction. Number 11, this proves that you get what you deserve. Taliban fighters who took over Afghanistan have to work 8 to 4 in offices all day long, and their lives are dull. They enjoyed the war so much that peace is hell. Breaking news, Muslims find running civilization exhausting. Maybe it's time to cue the Taliban theme song of office. I have to say, though, that the Taliban complaining about ruling over Afghanistan and coming into office was not on my 2025 bingo card. Moving on, when you start buying your own food, you realize the full extent of how much a financial burden you were to your parents. But that's not really all that fair, because 30 years ago, food was a lot cheaper and salaries weren't anywhere near as low as they are today. When my parents bought food, they could fill up an entire grocery cart. At Costco back in 2003, I was actually making 50 grand a year, and I could pay the same amount. I shared rent with my girlfriend, and we each paid 450 bucks. This was actually in Toronto. Number 13, here's what it's like when you're in your third incarnation, but you still haven't been born into a wealthy family yet. It could be a lot worse. You could have been born in India. Apparently, we choose the lives we live, and what's the point of being born a rich trust fund baby when you can make your own way? This guy looks like he's tired, as if he's already had too much of women because his mother used him as an emotional tampon in the womb, and he couldn't get away. Up next looks like this picture is taken a few seconds before disaster. Whenever we see a beautiful woman, it's like our IQs drop 30 to 40 points. That's probably why in traditional societies, men and women were kept apart. So then men can think, and so that women could be so busy fighting each other that they couldn't control men. Actually, what this picture really tells me is that the real reason eggs are so expensive is because of banana peels. Number 15, this South African streamer says that she can only marry a millionaire. Yes, because you know millionaires will be tripping all over each other to be with her in her stained silken panties in the background. Then again, her being a streamer and all, they're probably for sale and she's advertising them. Those aren't even low-level stains. That stuff looks caked on. Looks like she forgets to wipe when she's done. Also in South Africa, it's not hard to be a millionaire. All you need is $57,000. Moving on, I love Christopher Walken. One time he went for a walk with a beautiful girl and she noticed him. So then they went for a run. And I'm sure that he was banging the cowbell the entire time they were running. In this case, too much cowbell. Also, when I read this, I read it in Christopher Walken's voice. If you haven't watched the show Severance, then I suggest you do. Because it's got one of the scariest versions of Walken I've ever seen. Scary but subtle. Number 17, Croatia is reintroducing conscription as Europe worries about the Russian-Ukrainian war. Yeah, I don't believe that's the real reason. Croatia got rid of conscription back in 2008 and Serbia in 2011. And now they're both bringing it back in 2025. Neither wants the other one to have the upper hand and are forcing their young men to do 2 to 3 months of basic training. Being part Serbian and part Croatian, I've got a bad feeling about this. Both countries have declining populations, so the dumbest thing they could actually do is go to war with one another. Up next, here's Hillary Duff at the age of 38, and she's still in great shape. Although with a booty like that, no wonder her man put 4 babies in her belly. She's gotta be part black with a hiney like that. Even if she isn't, then she definitely didn't skip out on legs day or her squats. It also helps that she has nannies to take care of her kids and probably a dietitian and personal trainer. She can write many of these people off because she needs to keep her appearance up for work. Number 19, Ghislaine Maxwell, claims she banged with George Clooney. So what if she did? It's probably not the worst thing she's ever done. Now we understand why Clooney shills for the Democrat Party, because Epstein probably had a ton of dirt on him. Also, did Maxwell say anything about the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, and his wife? And no, this isn't a fake photo. It was used as evidence against her. Moving on, speaking of world leaders, President Macron's wife was listed as male on France's tax website. Either the tax collectors have wonderful sense of humor, or maybe it's true that she's a man after all. Whatever the case may be, the tax office needs to expect a phone call from her lawyer. I still think that this is my favorite picture of Macron's wife. Hey, wait a minute. Is that Uncle Fester? Talk about nostalgia bait. Number 21, this is so sad. You go to a Seattle Starbucks, and this is what you see with the barista waiting for you to give her a $150 tip for microwaving your food. What I'm really curious about is why she has string around her lips, and why she only has massive lower eyebrows. Come on, guys, give her a tip, because how else is she going to pay off her student loan debts? I wonder what motivates someone to do this to themselves. Up next, here's a very real possibility for the future of American Canada. Eventually, Eastern Canada would join, but you know that they would actually have to give their power up and electoral votes once the United States destroys Canada's economy. If Western Canada joins the United States, you just know that the Jeets will flood in from Eastern Canada into the West. The ones on temporary visas need to be deported. Mark Carney is running Canada into the ground, so that this actually might be a possibility. Number 23, here's the difference between the advertisement for your burger and the actual burger. Looks like the Dino Mommy has a flabby body. Most men would actually still eat the bad burger and be with that bad-looking woman. The moral of the story is that you always need to ask for a full body shot first. but in this case she could have hidden her melting body behind a traditional looking sundress. This is also what women look like at 2 a.m. at the nightclub when they actually turn on the lights. Moving on, here's what U.S. guys need to worry about. In which states cohabitation with a woman could make you legally married to them. But I think that this graphic is more important with the age of consent. Up until 20 years ago, the age of consent in Canada was 14, and there were tons of American guys from Buffalo coming here and going all ages nightclubs, trying to get laid with 14 and 15 year olds. Print this and put it on your wall. Number 25 on the last one, now you know why Trump is building a new ballroom at the White House. Charlie Kirk's wife was all over J.D. Vance recently. Remember, guys, that if women could, they'd bring a date to your funeral if you were married. He doesn't even have to get divorced. He could convert to Mormonism and take two wives. Then we might have the first and second lady both married to the president. They make a nice-looking, quite Christian nationalist couple, too. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.